Friends and colleagues are responding to the death of a North Dakota state legislator after a Kenai Peninsula Highway rollover crash. The accident happened around noon yesterday, and it closed down a section of the Sterling Highway for part of the day. KDLL's Ben Stanton reports.
According to the Alaska State Troopers, Stenjam was driving an SUV north toward Soldotna on the Sterling Highway, and at a point between Soldotna and Kasilof, the vehicle crossed the center line and went off the road into the left side ditch where it rolled several times, came to rest upside down in a driveway. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says although she has not seen photos of the vehicle after the crash,
anytime a vehicle rolls, the vehicle is not in pretty shape. And unfortunately, the adult passengers and the adult driver in the vehicle were not wearing their seat belts. So I believe all three of them were ejected or partially ejected from the vehicle. The only person inside the vehicle wearing their seat belt was an 11-year-old child. And it seems that he was relatively uninjured.
Also in the vehicle was Stenjam's son, 34-year-old Robert Stenjam, and grandson, 11-year-old Daniel Stenjam, both from Bismarck, and another passenger, 34-year-old Keith Johnson from Hinckley, Minnesota. Stenjam's grandson was treated at the hospital with minor injuries, but Stenjam Jr. and Johnson received more serious injuries. The cause of the crash is unknown. Peters says it's under investigation.
And it's standard in all highway fatalities to do autopsies and toxicologies on them. We don't have any indication that the highway conditions were adverse. I mean, there's a possibility that it could have been something medical. There's a possibility he could have fallen asleep at the wheel. Potentially, he might have drifted off without realizing it. I mean, we don't know yet.
Peter says alcohol does not appear to be a factor. Apparently, Stenjam was visiting a brother and son who both live in Alaska, and the crash happened as they were returning from a halibut charter outing out of Homer. Alaska State Senate President Gary Stevens made a statement Tuesday sending condolences to the Stenjam family. Stevens says Stenjam had personal and professional ties to Alaska, and he will be dearly missed. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.